The Cobra by Frederick Forsyth, read by John Chancer. Part 1. Coil. Chapter 1. The teenage boy was dying alone. No one knew, and only one would have cared. He lay, skeletal from a life ruined by drugs, on a stinking palliasse in the corner of a filthy room in an abandoned block. The slum was in one of the failed housing schemes called a project in Anacostia, a part of Washington, D.C., of which the city is not proud, and which tourists never visit. If the boy had known his death was going to start a war, he would neither have understood nor cared. That is what drug abuse does to a young mind. It destroys it. The late summer dinner at the White House was small by the standards of presidential hospitality. Just 20 diners in the form of 10 couples sat down after drinks in an antechamber, and 18 were most impressed to be there. 9 of these were major volunteers working for the Veterans Association, that nationwide body that concentrates itself with the welfare of those who have worn the uniform of any of the armed forces. The 9 years to 2010 had produced a huge number of men and some women returning from Iraq or Afghanistan, injured or traumatized. As commander-in-chief, the president was offering his thanks for what his 9 guests from the VA had been able to do. So they and their spouses were invited to dine where the legendary Abraham Lincoln once ate. They had had the private tour of the apartments, guided by the First Lady herself, and were seated beneath the attentive gaze of the major domo to await the pouring of the soup.